Hey, Luke, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah, man.
What kind of music do dummies listen to at parties? You can get this one.
Dummies listen to at parties.
Mummies. Did I say dummies?
Did I say dummies?
You said dummies. What kind of music do mummies listen to at parties?
Rap.
Oh, he got
That's
it.
That's my first one.
He got it.
And it's my favorite music.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. And my name is Sam.
And my name is Lucas.
Hi, Lucas. Today we have a
banger.
Yes, you got it. We're going to talk about, is college worth it?
College Dropout.
College Dropout. That is a album by Kanye West.
What a great album.
He made a couple banging.
I was like, maybe I should drop out. Because it was around that same time, right?
Late registration, though. You registered late, too. That was a banger, too.
What a fantastic album that was.
Then Dark Twisted Fantasy. Manny had some 808 Heart. Like, that one was okay. But three of those four were just...
It's interesting. Like, all these, like, famous bands and artists, like, people start listening to them at different times throughout their careers. And a lot of times their careers, like, 15, 20 years, right? And so it's usually not at that first album. It's usually somewhere, like, in the middle. And that reminds me of Kanye, because like we really started liking and finding out about Kanye late registration, mm-hmm. right? So we almost had to like go back in time mm-hmm. to listen to College Dropout. And even though that might be like critically acclaimed a better album, I don't know. I think late registration just has such a special place in our heart. It'll always be the best
album. It's probably not his best out of even those three, but, as far as sales and stuff. But yeah, so there's that. And then there's what point in people's lives do they listen to that album? So for us, like college for me is, it's Cudi, it's Kanye, and then Drake was starting to pop. Like those three, that's all I think
Drake
about
was
that
getting
time.
Off the ground,
and then a little bit of T.I.
Oh, yeah. T.I. It's T.I. and M for me.
Well, yeah. M's been around.
And now
M
J. Cole.
School,
J. Cole as I mature in my old
so
age.
Fucking mature. All right. So we're going to talk about, is college worth it or not? And then... you know, get into riddle me this. I'm going to stump Lucas with some riddles. He's going to go 0-3. And then we're going to play Would You Rather. And then we're going to motivate you to get off your ass on this Monday.
Mm.
Make it happen.
Stand up.
Stand up with the real Slim Shady.
Please.
Stand up. All right, Wall. So, college. So, I'm going to, or I guess we are going to talk about if you should go to college or not. Because this is a decent topic. I feel like 10, 15 years ago, this wasn't even a discussion. Everybody's like, you have to go to college. And I feel like almost every year becomes more of a discussion and more of like, do you or not? And obviously there's situations where you should, but are there more situations now than there were that you shouldn't or don't have to? So that's kind of what we're going to dig into a little bit. What's your initial take on this, Walls?
Yeah. It kind of depends what household you come from too, right? But when I was growing up, like it really wasn't an option. And I know my dad didn't go to college like right away, mm-hmm. and he just wanted that for me. And he knew I didn't want to do, you know, hard physical labor for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. for one reason or another. So that's the reason I was motivated to go to college. And he was always like, you gotta go to college. Yeah. Right. And, I get it. I get where he's coming from, mm-hmm. for sure. So it kind of depends on your household, where other households you might have a electrician for a father like my wife. Mm-hmm. And though he was like, go to college because, you know, maybe less electricians are females probably. But if he had some boys, I'm sure he wanted to be right along
he probably
with him.
Would have, yeah.
So I get it. It kind of depends on your household as well as timing.
OK, so that's a good starting off point. Let's take out the household.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're. I guess it probably matters maybe if you're going to get a loan or not for college. But in general, not what your parents want you to do. Like, should you go to college or not? And this is how I look at it, Lucas. I'll give you my – you're going to get inside this very concise particular dome right now. You ready?
That's the exact opposite of you.
Yeah, right. All right, so you're going to get inside this for a minute. So, all right, anyways, moving on. So I think that – assuming you want financial freedom and you want to create wealth, I'm just assuming that that's what you want. Most people want that, but definitely some people don't. So I think that's different. But for somebody that has drive and ambition that wants to create financial security, I think the only and the best way to do that is to invest in real estate. All right. I'm going to loop this around. Does that make sense? If you want to create financial freedom.
I get your assumption. Yes. I understand your assumption.
Okay. So, but do you understand that real estate is the best way to do that?
Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think most people would too. I think 90% of millionaires are created through real estate. I know there's other ways to do it, but I think most people realize your highest chance to create wealth is through real estate. So if you want to invest in real estate and you want to create wealth and make it a career and become financially free, I think that you need to do that with a job. I think you need to start out for 2 or 3 years with a full-time job while you're doing that. It makes you more bankable. It gives you more credit history. It makes you have something you can fall back on if you screw up on a few properties. So, all that being said, wrapping this up, told you precise, concise.
So precise.
If you need to go to college to get a good job, then go to college. If you don't need to go to college to get a good job, then don't go to college, which coming from like a very college pro college family. If you want to invest in real estate, create wealth, get a damn good job for a couple years while you're doing it. If you can get out of high school and get a really good job, whether it's a trade job or just you have a connection, then maybe you don't need to go to college.
Yeah.
But if you need to go to college to mature, to get a good job, to become an engineer, a doctor, something that requires a degree, then I think you should go to college. So my answer is a little bit of a depends answer.
Yeah. So I'm just like looking back at my life and like where we are today. Obviously, we have a much better outlook, much different outlook on life than we did when we were fucking 17 years old trying to make this decision. So I just go back to how challenging is it to make the right decision to set you up for the rest of your life when you're a fucking teenager. So that's challenging to me.
Yes.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, so here I'm picturing myself in high school. I got friends going off to the big state school. No, not really knowing what the hell they're going to do. Get a fucking marketing degree or something.
Marketing,
general
management.
Business, right? Just going to have fun and partying. And can you not feel that draw to be with all of your friends and go like that? That's amazing. Like that's an experience in itself, right?
I mean, I didn't party, but I did the other stuff. I went to the state
no,
school.
You never,
fun.
You
no,
never partied.
Yeah,
no.
So studied a lot.
But just to have the wherewithal as a 17-year-old to be like, you know, this is what I want to do with the for the rest of my life,
so
and set me up financially free.
Is what you're getting at.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think I can see a lot of different ways. If you know your passion and what you want to do with your life at 17, 18 years old, that's awesome. Like go all in and do that. Jump into the workforce or whatever that looks like, your tech school or something. But if you need some time to figure it out, I think, and you have some scholarships or maybe some family money, I think some sort of 4-year anniversaries is just fine for that, right? I wouldn't go into a whole bunch of debt to do that, though.
Okay.
What I do think is a great option, maybe the best option in my eyes, is go to a local community college for 2 years.
Okay.
And that, while it allows you some time to mature and maybe figure out what field that you want to get into and what sparks your interest.
And probably
so
live
you
with your parents to save money,
yeah,
potentially,
absolutely.
Which is not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world.
So you're getting
18, 19 years old.
You're getting
old.
In less debt,
yep.
Living with your parents, and then the community college are just a cheaper option.
For sure. Then you can go wrap up your degree, 2 years at a 4-year university,
and
boom.
That's where your degree comes from.
Exactly. Or jump into to real estate or some other tech school or anything like that. So that's what I would do if I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do.
So there's that option. And the other option is getting like a starter position job somewhere and then like doing a lot of those things, maturing and living at your house and like figuring out what you want to do. So, I mean, I think having a degree helps, and in society, it helped me get my job and get promotions because I had the degree and everything until I quit. So, yeah, again, I think you're taking it to a different point, which is a good point though. Like whether it's college or like some type of entry level job, like you're not going to know exactly what you want to do when you're 17 or 18 years old. So when you, from 18 to 22, 23, you mature a lot.
Yeah.
So college is a good place to just be an idiot and not have a bunch of, like, you know, you're supposed to go to class and you're either borrowing money or getting money to do that. And you're like living like you're not there's not a ton of responsibility. So that is the good part about college, is you want to go to school and, you know, try to go to your classes and get good grades and all that. But there's not responsibility like having a job and a mortgage and family and things like that. So it is a good time to mature and figure out what the hell you want to do.
For sure. It was great for me for that reason alone right there. kind of living on my own, figuring that out. Like,
getting in bar fights.
Yeah, yeah. Work through that.
We worked through that. It was a hot minute. But you like, so you were from like when you were like 17, 18 years old, like, I'm all in. I'm going to get like 8 tattoos. And then you, that ship has sailed for now at least. And then you're like 20 to 21. I'm like, I'm going to get as many bar fights as I can. And then that ship sailed. So you just go hard at what's
it? From like 26 to 35. Buy as many houses as I can.
We did do that,
yes. Do you think that ship will sail at some point?
At some point, probably. Yeah, maybe.
Not yet. It's the longest cruise so far.
So I'd say this is like we're at your like second tattoo right now?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. If you want to. Yeah, I love my tattoos. To this day, I love them. I just.
Do you know what these say? Are you sure what they say?
Have you looked it up? Inner strength and truth, bro.
Have you looked that up, though?
Well, I looked it up in the book got them.
At the actual tattoo parlor. But have you looked it up online?
I have not.
To see what on your
I
upper...
I just don't care that much. No, if I mean that to me, Sam.
Yes, that's all that matters, right? It's life's about... Life
perspective,
is,
bro.
And life is... What is that quote that was in that book? One thing, super, super powerful quote.
Oh, we're not going to think of it.
Maybe it's one kick.
Your reality is your perspective?
No, it's like, be careful how you view the world because it is... What is that?
It is that.
Yeah, be careful how you perceive the world because it is that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's
a
powerful nice quote. Job. As well as your tattoo.
That's what this says.
Who cares if it says monkey dog? As long as Lucas thinks it says inner truth.
Love monkeys and dogs. Yeah. I'm in for that.
Big monkey dog guy.
Yeah. Big animal lover.
Yes. Would you rather have 4 dogs or 1 monkey?
Drake asked for a monkey the other day.
I've always wanted a monkey.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah. Four dogs is a lot.
I know. Four dogs or one monkey.
One monkey. Probably 4 dogs. I could see some challenges with having a monkey.
Yeah. I mean, can you, like, you can't leave them on their own, but can you lock them in a cage like a dog? They're, like, super smart and, like,
so,
they're kind of like
but
people.
They're, like, fucking, they're loud, I think.
Yeah, but, like, I'd feel bad, like, locking them in a cage, right? Because they're, like, kind of like people.
I know.
So is that, like, inhumane?
Don't leave me.
Yeah, but then you can't leave them because they're
so fucking. It's sad to leave a puppy, though, too.
But they're, like, that's fine.
Definitely have some,
Monkeys live,
a little longer dogs for sure, I would say.
Yeah, I mean,
on average,
twice as long as a dog.
The size of monkey that you would have at your house, 12 to 20 years. With a lot of them being that 20 range.
But, like,
But you get a baboon, that motherfucker might be old as you.
Yeah, well, you can't have one of those. Those things freaking smash your head in.
Yeah, they're mean.
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
So, in general, probably dogs, but, like, just the how to handle a monkey just be a little different.
4 dogs a lot too. I had 3.
Yeah,
and it's a lot.
That's why I was saying obviously one dog would be easier than a monkey. But
and then you have like 4 deaths to grieve.
Yeah,
with one monkey.
But I would imagine you got even a stronger connection. Maybe
I don't know, man. Dog man connection is wild.
That's true. Well,
it's stronger than a dog monkey connection. a man monkey.
Are you sure about that?
I mean,
because they can like physically hug you and like hold your hand and shit.
Maybe they're just like so similar to us. I don't know. That's interesting. We should dive into that at some point.
Yeah, and the dog thing is, I saw a little like social media post the other day. Like this guy was like sitting on a mountain and on a beach and everything, looking at the view of how and every single picture his dog was staring at him. They're like, "You're your dog's entire world."
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about the view.
It's like
money,
a kid. It's
anything.
Like your kid.
They don't care about anything except you.
Yeah.
All right, that was not where this was supposed to go.
No idea how that started.
I don't even know. Rewind it and listen to that again because that was wild. All right, so college in general.
No, it came from somewhere, right? Maturing. Talking about maturing, bar fights,
tattoos,
monkey dog.
Okay. There you go. We got it. Yes, monkey dog. Yes, right. Luke has a monkey dog tattoo on his chest.
Right.
Is it Chinese or what language is your tattoo? Real quick. I love that he doesn't know.
Yes, it is.
Are you? I bet it's not.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
It's Chinese.
That's what the book said.
Okay.
So I love my tattoos. I haven't got one in 15 years.
You went hot for a minute, got a ton, and then just stopped.
I would, though. I don't know. I just haven't been drawn to it. I haven't been super inspired.
Your family, your kiddos, nothing? That's not inspiring enough.
I mean, I'm inspired in other ways.
No, I know. Not, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Other.
But I feel like you're looking for something.
Ashley's got like three in the past like 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
cool ones.
Courtney's got one, and yeah. I got two. All right. Okay. So college, back to that. We're going to just do a little backstep shot like a Harden does. Shoot it. Harden's an idiot, by the way.
Seen so many funny memes
about Harden. Oh my God. About how he just doesn't show up to.
And just like he like doesn't work hard, just gaining a lot of weight. There's one funny meme of him in the locker room eating like a cheeseburger. It's the funniest thing.
And like he, this is the third or fourth team now. He just said, "I'm not going to play anymore." He signs a contract. That they're like, everybody is like at this point like, all right, he's a little much. At first, it's not player empowerment. He just doesn't.
He's just not good enough to.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah. Lori's not good enough anymore.
But. Yeah.
Anyways, all right, okay. So college in general, Lucas, I think that it's probably for most people it's the right choice. It's, they're going to mature a little bit as long as they're not getting into a ton of debt.
Right.
You're going to mature a little bit. You are going to get a potentially you're going to most likely get be able to get a better job with a college degree. Now, that's not an absolute statement, but in general, I feel like there are more high-quality, high-paying jobs with benefits that will allow you to make more money and invest in real estate on the side with a degree. You can definitely do a lot of that without a degree. So I would say, I don't know, what, 60, 70% of people listening, or they're probably all graduating college, I don't know our young audience, but in general, I think a vast majority of people, it is beneficial to go to college for at least a few years, mature, get a degree so you can get a better job. But again, if you know what you want to do right out of college, you can get a job. Have a good job while you're investing in real estate, I guess, my main thing.
I think it's hard to understand the whole picture, right, when you're young, but figuring out a way to understand what it means going into student debt, I think, is super important. I had no idea what that freaking meant.
Yeah.
No idea. Isn't that crazy? Well, they just let you get a freaking loan.
I'm doing
for
a video.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
I'm doing a video on that. So it's like the financial system. Like somebody wants a loan. A 18-year-old kid wants a loan on a duplex that they're going to live in and have a job. And like the 25% down, all these rules, restrictions. Hey, can I have $100,000 to go to get a fine arts degree? Here's $100,000. Go do it. And we're going to charge you for the next 40
Crazy.
Years. It's nuts.
Nuts.
And so, our last thing, boomers didn't have like the whole boomer millennial thing. They're like fucking us over a lot of ways. One of them is college debt, because they didn't have any of that shit that a lot of millennials and younger kids have. But all right, keep going.
Yeah, so if you were able to understand what going into debt means, don't do it to go party for 4 years.
Okay.
Period. I would not do that. I'll figure out, I'll do the community college.
You can party
sure.
without going to college.
Yeah, for sure you can. And you might have colleges in your hometown. You can party with them without going to the university. But show up. But this couple cool stats that T-York put down here. About half of college graduates say they work in a different field of study than where they got their degree.
Yep.
So that shows you how important a degree is in my eyes. But maybe it is important to get a degree and then just figure out where you can apply that. And then we also talked about, like, a lot of people think, I thought this as well, after college, my learning stops.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I'm done with all my learning, and then I can go.
Well, because, you don't think that far ahead when you're young, and that's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can just go to my job, get a good job, be happy, contribute to a 401k. But honestly, that's where our learning began. That's where it started. College kind of taught me how to mature and just think and solve problems, because I had a challenging degree, challenging major, but I was able to apply that to figuring out how to learn about real estate investing. And the cool thing about real estate investing, or probably anything else that you're passionate about right now, that information is out there for free somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's super cool.
No, I tend to agree with that, Walls. Yeah, it's if you think you're going to you don't have to have homework and you don't have to take tests anymore, so that's a relief. But like, if you think you're done learning, then you're probably, potential success is limited. You got to continue to learn it to be successful.
Yeah. Another quick stat kind of related to that. 33% of high school graduates never read another book the rest of their lives. And 42% of college grads never read another book after college.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're just talking about, not continuing to learn, when really, to me, that's where your learning starts.
Monkey dog.
Boom.
Monkey dog. All right, riddle.
Riddle me this,
segment
Samuel.
Brought to you by Prime Corporate Services. Check them out. The link below.
Bookkeeping, tax prep, estate planning. Boom.
All the things. Maybe we should sponsor these segments. We got to get more damn listeners first. All right, go ahead.
You were riddling me, I believe, right?
We're saying we'll try. Oh, yeah, I'm something new. Okay, got it. All right, okay, here we go. So I'm an odd number. Take away a letter, and I become even. What number am I?
I'm an odd number. I take away a letter, and I become even. 11?
7. Oh. You had to take away the S, and it's literally the word even. They're so literal.
But 11.
What? What letter do you take away?
L. Right? 11.
Yeah, I think there's two L's in 11. No, there's one. It's E.
How do you spell 11?
That's E-E-V-E-N, but yeah. But it doesn't become an even. I don't think
it does. It's the same thing. Dude, that's right.
No, it's not. That's E-E. That's one letter.
Ah, oh, I missed a missing an E.
Yeah.
It's two letters. But I was freaking close.
We'll see if we give you that one, but 7.
No, right. You're not going to give me that one, all but right. I was on the right path.
What has one eye but cannot see?
One eye, but cannot see.
He's not going to get this one.
What has one eye? Like E-Y-E, for sure? E-Y-E, you say E-Y-E.
Yes. That's not the letter I.
Okay. Hurricane.
Needle. You don't get the first one, but we'll give you hurricane.
Yeah, right? I have a hurricane?
I guess there's only, yeah.
One eye, I can't see.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The person who makes it sells it. The person who makes it sells it. Got it?
I think.
The person who buys it never uses it. The person who uses it never knows they're using it. What is it?
My head is spinning right now.
So they make it and then they sell it.
Okay.
It's one thing.
Okay.
And then the person who's buying it doesn't actually use it. And the person who actually uses it doesn't even know they're using it. This was a little much.
That is wild.
A coffin.
Oh, very cool.
So the person who makes it sells it.
Who buys it doesn't use it. And then the person
because
that
they're
uses
buying
it
for somebody else doesn't know.
Interesting.
Yet.
That's a good one. That's one.
I feel like you need to see that one. That one's tough to just.
Yeah, that was a tough one, but I like it. It makes sense.
He likes it.
1 of 3. Not my best days, boys.
I was 3 of 3.
I didn't look at him ahead of time either. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. They didn't have the answer on there. Okay. All right. Now we're gonna play another fun one. Would you rather?
Ooh, this one we both do it.
You take the first one.
All right. So would you rather? And these are from Google search trends, I believe over the last week. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all? Gossiped about, for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Talk shit about me. I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, dog.
At least my name's in your mouth.
Ooh,
living rent-free in your head.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of my name in your mouth, this is so... Jaden and Tyler's laughing. So Jaden and Tyler, you know, we had our webinar Wednesday. Matt and I went to dinner, came back. Jaden and Tyler were here getting into deep conversations. It was like 6:30. They were still here. They were leaving. Jaden was in his car, and Tyler backed out, and I was talking to Tyler waving. And Jaden was in his car, he was on his phone, and I thought maybe he would see me, but he didn't. Like, I came up, like, around the side of it, and I opened his passenger door, and I go, keep my fucking name out of your mouth. And he threw his phone. He goes, I didn't say anything. And he freaked out. He said he lost sleep that night over it. I scared him so bad.
What if he was, like, talking to his mom on, like, speakerphone?
Yeah, that would have been bad. But yeah. I scared him. Like,
they would have made him quit.
The most I've ever scared somebody in my entire life was him. He was, like, his face, like, he was freaked out.
I scared someone this morning. Courtney was putting boxes in the dumpster outside. Like, turned around, not facing me, and I pulled in the office.
Honked?
I didn't honk, but I pulled my truck up, like, a foot away from her, like my big.
She didn't hear your truck.
She heard it, but like she turned around and just like being that close, freaked her out, and she was like embarrassed that she freaked out so much. Have you ever? It's fun to like kind of scare people, right? It's kind of fun.
I've enjoyed too much, probably. Yeah.
Right. Have you ever scared your children so much where they like cry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can't, yeah.
Oh, I can, like, I always take it too far.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, that's yeah. That's our thing, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, no, Jaden, I was like, I go, and he responded, he's like, I didn't say anything. Like, he, like, didn't, he couldn't, like, conceptualize the fact that I was just like, what are you even talking about?
Well, but I mean, anyway. Think his boss is yelling at him.
Like, loud as I could, lot. Super deep.
Put he's yourself
like,
in his
he's
shoes.
Like, your voice was so deep, it scared me. I was like, keep
what if your
Fabic, my name out
Fabic
your
boss
fucking mouth.
Came and said that to you.
Keep you'd my like, name oh. out your fucking
no, you'd
mouth.
Be like, oh, what?
That was funny. All right. Yeah. Would you rather run a 5K or take a hot yoga
ooh,
class?
Ooh, I would enjoy both of those, I think.
I would enjoy neither of those things.
I think more beneficial for me these days would be the hot yoga class.
I would do the hot yoga for sure.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I've done yoga.
I don't think it'd be fun.
And I've never done it. So I've done yoga and I've done a 5K. So doing hot yoga would be my pick.
I would do hot yoga. I would not enjoy either, though. Ooh, this next one's a good one. Go ahead.
Would you rather mentally or physically never age?
You don't know?
I think it would be a negative to never age mentally, right?
I think it's saying like people get a lot of old, they like you lose your mental capacity, you're not as sharp, you're not as smart. So to be sharp as a tack mentally
so you could,
your whole life.
So you get to pick at what point you stop
probably
aging?
For this, yes.
Okay.
So let's say your mental peak or your physical peak, mental peak or physical peak, nothing changes for the rest of your life. What would you rather have? That's probably a good way to put it.
Man, your mind is so strong.
But some people remain mentally strong up until the end. A lot of people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, my grandpa's one
yeah,
of
so
them
there
where
you
his
go.
Body
so
has failed
be nice
him.
But the other way around, it's
you I don't feel know like, what's going on. If you got a good body but your mind's out of it,
and
you
I
might
feel
be
like,
in a psych
I feel
ward.
Like it's. I feel like it's harder.
Would you rather be in a wheelchair in your house with your mind or in a psych ward with your body?
Well, you don't know, right? No, yeah. It's an unknown. Like a lot of
I
people
would rather
do
mentally
remain
never
mentally.
Age.
Yeah, a lot of people do mentally remain strong till the end, though. So,
mm-hmm.
What happens if you get by a freaking bus at 80 and you're still mentally there? You would have been nice to have that body.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah. You didn't get that?
No.
Okay, I'm just moving on. All right, Lucas, motivate him. Keep your name out of your mouth.
Think big.
Woo! One thing.
Think big. And I'm going to relate this to kind of a boring topic. Taxes.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I had a conversation.
You can stop listening now if you want.
No, this is good, man. Not bragging at all here, but Sam and I were able to write off $800,000 worth of income just from owning real estate. Really more than that. Really about $1 million
mm-hmm.
This Each. Past year. You know, there's a lot of people like flipping a few houses at Buyers Club and, you know, and like then and trying to like after you flip a few houses, you have income that you're not being taxed on.
Mm-hmm.
So you when you get through a whole year of that, instead of getting refunds that you're probably used to with your W-2 job, you are now paying into above and beyond what you're paying with your normal W-2 job into federal and state taxes. So people look for like ways to mitigate that, right? Like
okay.
Little tax savings here, put a gas receipt here, which is great, right? Cool. But the most powerful thing you can do to lower your taxable income and pay less in taxes is
or
to
none.
Buy and hold rental properties.
Yep.
And that is so much more powerful than saving a little gas receipt. So think a little bigger, buy yourself some rental properties, especially if you're a high earner. They will be the tax benefits of them are fantastic.
And we didn't even buy that much real estate this year.
Right. Yeah.
This is the least amount of real estate we bought in the past 5 years.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with our portfolio that as a whole.
Correct.
That we,
yeah,
that
I'm just
we
saying
own.
Like you don't have to continually do it. You can
right.
stack it and then have those benefits for a while.
Yep.
Cool. I like it. So think big, pay less in taxes, buy more real estate.
That's it, bud.
Motivated.
Yeah.
Like, rate, review, share, please. It helps us. If you laughed once during this entire, if you laughed at us or with us, you need to share this with a friend or give us at least a rating or review. We can't grow this without your help.
We can't do it.
How do you expect me to grow if you won't let me blow?
Do you want to like stand up or something?
No, I'm fine. I'm going to make this. You're going to miss yours. I'm going to make mine.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good
as your mic
it.
Falls over. Why do you always screw up the mic so much? Oh, goodness gracious, he broke our mic. Nope, short, and mine goes in.
Good.
I can predict the future. Ready?
Nice.
Told ya.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.